Reverend Billy Graham on the line, sir.
Who?
Reverend Billy Graham.
Hello.
There you are.
Hello.
Hello.
Mr. President?
Is this Billy?
This is Billy Graham.
How are you?
I want to tell you that that's by far the best anybody has done on Vietnam. And you had me in tears. I really feel that...
Well, I was in tears myself, you know. Every time I think of that little Kevin and he saluted, it just broke me up.
Well, I think you even threw old Dan Rather off balance.
Yeah.
I thought it was just tremendous, and I just wanted to tell you that
Are you in Knoxville?
No, I'm still in Vero Beach, Florida.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've been down here about 5 weeks.
When are you going to your crusade in Kentucky?
Yes, that starts in about 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, I see.
I have to go to California to deliver a couple of speeches first.
Right. But you felt it was the right thing. Of course, we're fighting a very tough battle here. You know, everybody wants to pull out, but I have to fight against the tide. I got to do the right thing.
I think you defused a lot of it tonight, though. I don't see what in the world they can say after tonight. I think that you've given some of people like me, you've given me something to hold on to and to really say. And I've got an editorial in the New York Times on Friday, which I wrote this morning. They
added for you
yesterday.
Good.
And I'm putting all the blame of this whole thing on Kennedy.
That's right. He started the damn thing.
Well,
he killed Diem, and he sent the first 16,000 combat people there himself.
Well, I'm saying that the first time I ever heard of our involvement was 4 days before he was inaugurated, playing golf with him. He said, I quote, "We cannot allow Laos and South Vietnam to fall to the communists." And then I said, when President Johnson took over, we had 16,000 troops there.
That's right.
And I said, the political climate in the United States...
And Diem had been murdered. You see, Billy, the key thing here was Kennedy's and I must say our friend Lodge's agreement to murder Diem. Diem, that's what killed the whole, that's opened the whole thing.
The whole thing. And I said this sentence, I said, many of the present doves in the Senate were not then so dovish, even Senator Fulbright, who introduced the now famous Tonkin Resolution. And I got all that in there, and they've taken it. They're going to print it Friday morning.
Good. Well, anyway, I appreciate...
But I thought it was your sincerity and your manner of presentation was just excellent.
Yeah.
It was just wonderful. I was...
One thing, incidentally, I threw away the text at the last and talked about this little boy that came there. That little Kevin, you know, when he saluted me, I damn near broke up.
I'm sure you did.
Well, you know how it is.
I'm sure it is.
It's awful tough, isn't it?
Well, God bless you. You've got a lot of people praying for you.
Believe me, Billy, it means an awful lot. And you keep the faith, huh?
You betcha.
Keep the faith.
Yes, sir. Bye.
Our folks, we're going to win.